Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling that messy brain fog we all deal with sometimes. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, running through life without really stopping to appreciate yourself? Well, friend, today we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. No, it's not about becoming a pushover or letting excuses rule your life. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. You know that feeling when you mess up? Maybe you burnt dinner, missed an important deadline, or said something you regret. What do you usually tell yourself? Probably something pretty harsh, right? But what if instead of berating yourself, you offered a little encouragement, a gentle reminder that everyone makes mistakes and it's all part of the learning process? That, my friends, is the magic of self-compassion. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate this superpower. First, recognize your inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that's constantly judging us, pointing out our flaws, and amplifying our mistakes. It can be relentless, can't it? But the good news is, we can learn to recognize this critical voice and start to challenge its negativity. When you catch yourself thinking those harsh, self-deprecating thoughts, try replacing them with something more compassionate and supportive. Think of it like training your brain. Over time, those positive affirmations will become stronger. Second, remember that you're human. You're not perfect, and that's okay. We all stumble, make mistakes, and have off days. Embracing imperfection is crucial to self-compassion. Remember, even the most successful people in the world have faced setbacks and challenges along the way. Their struggles don't diminish their achievements. They make them more relatable and inspire us to keep going despite our own imperfections. Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to spend hours meditating on a mountaintop, although that wouldn't hurt. Mindfulness simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Being mindful helps us detach from negative thought patterns and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Fourth, offer yourself kindness. Just like you would comfort a friend going through a tough time, extend that same compassion to yourself. When you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or down, treat yourself with gentleness and understanding. Take a break, do something enjoyable, or simply acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for our well-being. And lastly, celebrate your strengths. You have so much to offer the world, unique talents, passions, and perspectives. Take time to acknowledge your accomplishments, big and small, and celebrate your progress. Building self-compassion means recognizing both your flaws and your strengths and embracing the whole package. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself, maybe after a failed project or a social mishap. Now imagine approaching that situation with a little more self-compassion. What would have been different? Would you have felt less pressure, more resilient, or even more motivated to try again? Self-compassion isn't about giving up or making excuses. It's about showing yourself the same grace and understanding you'd extend to someone you love. So, let's make a pact today. Let's start treating ourselves with kindness, recognizing our imperfections, celebrating our strengths, and offering ourselves the support we deserve. It's time to ditch those negative self-talk patterns and cultivate a more compassionate relationship with ourselves. You're worth it. And remember, every little step toward self-compassion makes a difference. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to be kinder to ourselves. Until next time, keep those brains clear and those spirits bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.